Thank you. The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 7-3 on the season. Michigan will host Central Arkansas on Tuesday before welcoming Maryland Eastern Shore to Chrysler Center on Saturday. Coach Beilein, good morning.
Good morning.
Please give us some opening thoughts about your team. Sure. Doing very well. And then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Yeah, so a tough loss out at UCLA on Saturday after a good win with Texas last week. But we made it back last night through the snow, and everybody got into their – we spent the night and watched the women's play and chartered back with the women. So we made it back by 11 last night, and hopefully we can get ourselves back on East Coast time fairly quickly. Central Arkansas does not have many wins, but they have been challenging everybody they've played. They tell you had Butler. It was like a 5-point game with 10 minutes to go, and I think we all know how good Butler is. So as each team goes through these teams that are playing a lot of guarantee games, they get better and better as the year goes on at playing against teams, and we're going to have a shoot the ball really well. They're going to play a matchup zone. They've been playing most games, all 100% matchup zone. So every day we see a different defense. Every day we got to adapt, and hopefully we'll be ready.
Appreciate that, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please, Darla.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Going back to UCLA game, seems like they had a lot of success on top. They had a lot of success just pounding it down low too. Is this something to where it's an immediate cause for concern for you defensively, or was it just a case of a team, you know, kind of flexing its muscle at the right time and outrunning you guys?
Well, I'm trying to think there. I think they scored 100 points. I think they probably only scored 10 by pounding it inside. I mean, they got a couple of offensive rebounds. They didn't miss many shots, but there was a couple of times they went at to Leaf inside, and they had a couple of drop-offs. But that wasn't the concern. The concern was guarding them on the perimeter and staying in front of them as they drove the ball. But they weren't like – you mean they throw it into the big guys?
Yeah, just in general. I mean, they got not necessarily just inside, but they were successful in the paint, and like you mentioned,
right? They drove the ball. They drove the ball into the paint. You know, they spread us. Very rare you have four guys out there all shooting 40%. I mean, we had a great shooter in Duncan Robinson, and they had four guys that shoot like Duncan Robinson, but they also are good at going off the dribble. So their points in the paint were manufactured not by throwing it inside, by driving it inside, although they did get some post touches. Leaf was really good. I think he probably had 6 or 8 points off post touches, but that wasn't a big factor in the game.
Going back to just the concern-wise, was this a game to where you feel like it maybe exposed some vulnerabilities, or again, was this just a case of playing a really good team and just maybe not having enough?
It's a fair question. I think it's both. I think that you know, anybody that goes into Kentucky and puts 100 points on them as well, or whatever they put up on them, is a really, really good offense. And they're just a excellent team. Leaf and Ball have just made a non-qualifying NCAA team last year that has another year experience into one of the top 5 teams in the country. But we wore down a little bit, and we couldn't. At first half, we tried hard, almost got some stops, and they made some incredible shots. And the second half, it was much easier for them. They got a lot of layups in the second half. We wore down.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks.
Yes.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Adam Jarty, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, John, I'm just wondering, as you were out, you know, putting together this team, and obviously you get a guy like Xavier Simpson out of Ohio, what did you see out of him as you were recruiting, and what was it like getting him? I know he's not the first Ohioan on your roster, mm-hmm. but what's it like getting a kid out of Ohio?
Well, yeah, I think Michigan has in football has a storied past of really winning with an awful lot of Ohio kids, and what was really amazing, and I think the last it had been some 20 years since we had an Ohio guy on our roster when Trey Burke came here. That's hard
Right.
to believe, but that was true. And so there's just, you know, Ohio State's got a great program. Cincinnati's got a great program. But there's a lot of great high schools in that area. And there's only two, you know, high-level Division I. Well, Dayton and Xavier now also would go. So those four, there's enough players to go around, you know, throughout that whole state and then some. So we've seen some good kids. They get great high school coaching. So Xavier's a leader. He's been working really hard to catch up to speed, the speed of what happens in college basketball. And we're hopefully he can continue to make good progress.
Has he been so far what you thought you might get from him?
He's like many freshmen right now, as he's the speed of this game and the speed of the action that you have to guard defensively is tough for most freshmen at this time. And so he's been limited in his minutes because as the game slows down, he'll be much more comfortable out there.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like we're all set. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, bye.
Thank you.